This is Jim.
Jay Cutler, a different animal for you guys to face with Brandon Marshall on his side this season?
Well, we have a lot of respect for Jay. He's a very good quarterback. And anytime you add weapons to an already good quarterback, it makes him even more formidable. But, you know, they looks like Bears will also get Bennett back. That guy's always had a good rapport with Jay also, even going back to Nashville and Vanderbilt. So, it looks like they'll lose Alshon Jeffrey, but take one playmaker off, put another playmaker on. A size receiver in Brandon Marshall, a guy that obviously he's looking for, leading his team in receptions. So, you know, if the quarterback's never staying alone, you got to put weapons around him, and Bears have done a good job that way with Brandon Marshall.
You get pretty consistent pressure with your defensive line against Vic last Sunday. Have you been getting what you need from the line consistently this season?
Well, you know, you always want to get pressure on every single play. Offensive lines get paid also. You know, there's a battle that goes on. Protect the quarterback versus getting pressure. Stop the run versus, you know, gaining rushing yards. Anything that we do as a team, we can do more consistent. We're a 2-3 football team right now. So you can look at a lot of different areas that we need to be more consistent. You know, we have a lot of talent up front. When we play well up front, it tends to trickle down through the rest of our defense. And I think you saw that last week with Philadelphia. Did a good job of stopping the run. We also put pressure on the passer. And when the game got to overtime, we made two really big plays that set us up for the win.
Do you think you set the tone for your team with your passion on the sideline?
You know, I don't even know what I look like half the time or most of the time. I try not to think about it. You know, I think when we started 1-3, you know, we had the bye week. There was definitely a you know, concerted team effort to play with more emotion. And you know, and I think that football is an emotional game. You know, the emotions mean a lot. You know, you don't always need to hold those inside. You can wear them on your sleeve a little bit. You know, we played our best game as far as a team against Philadelphia. You know, things are never always going to go 100% right, but you know, offense was struggling early. We had a hard time converting third downs. Our defense was getting turnovers. Our defense was getting third down stops and holding us in the game. Late in the game, we had gotten it close. Our offense started to heat up. Defense goes out, and we give up a huge play, give up a 70-yard touchdown. But our offense was able to pick us back up and make a big play of their own. Defense got a couple of big stops. We get to overtime. We lose the toss, but our defense goes and gets a stop. So, you know, it's a team game, and I think that you need to be able to feed off that kind of stuff. I think a bigger boost to us was getting Louis Delmas back last week. Louis is you know, is a very good player for us. He covers a lot of ground. He's a very good tackler. He's active in the pass game. He had an interception, almost had another one on a great break on the ball. But he's our emotional leader, particularly on defense, and I think his play was contagious for us.
There was a lot of chippiness, I think, the last 2 years between these two teams. It was probably being kind, I think. The Bears seem to be kind of avoiding talk about that. And I just, why not just embrace that you don't like each other? Why is that, you know, such an issue?
I think just because games are chippy doesn't mean teams don't respect each other and don't want the emphasis to be on the play on the field. There's a lot of great players that are going to play in this game, you know, on both sides of the ball. And I think these guys know each other very well. You know, the schemes are, you know, are well known. We have a good idea what they're going to do. They have a good idea what we're going to do. There's been consistency in both organizations, not a whole lot of changes as far as coaches and schemes and things like that. The players have stayed pretty much the same. So, you know, the more you know somebody, probably the better opportunity there is for, you know, guys to push and shove a little bit. You know, they know exactly who they're going against. This isn't an unfamiliar game. But I think there's a lot of respect on both sides of the ball. We certainly have a lot of respect for the Bears. Julius Peppers, Brian Urlacher, Briggs, Peanut Tillman, you know, Brandon Marshall, Jay Cutler, Matt Forte. I mean, we can sit there for a long time and talk about the talent that's on the field and the respect that we have for them. But that means that we're certainly going to go and give our very best, and we're going to try to play as tough and as physical as we can. And I think that the team that executes the best, the team that plays with the most passion, makes the fewest mistakes, those are the teams that, or that's the team that's going to win, not the team that's you know, that's chippiest or anything else. I mean, that's all just a side story, I guess.
You mentioned talking about needing to play with more emotion, and then you came out after the off week and you had the 16 penalties. Is there a line that's difficult to stay one side or the other as far as playing emotional and yet not playing under control?
Yeah, I don't think you really saw any of those penalties because only one of them had anything to do with. I mean, we had two pass interferences and an offensive holding, and we had line of scrimmage issues. So none of those had anything to do with it. I mean, they weren't personal fouls. We had one personal foul, and that was probably the officials throwing a penalty early in the game just to try to make sure that, you know, things didn't get out of hand. But we didn't have anybody lose any composure. We didn't have anybody you know, lose their temper. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles had a player kicked out of the game, not us.
Any other questions, guys?
That's good.
Okay, guys, see you on Sunday.